WWE Mobile. At KN4TFW. Man, how's your morning going? Yep, it's going pretty good. Headed down to Cross Hill this morning to look at a piece of property. I'm headed up to deer camp this morning. My son got a 6-point yesterday, and he's all excited and whatnot, so I'm going to go up there and take a look, see how it all went, you know. But my wife's headed to a soccer game up in North Carolina today, so I got the two mutts in the back. They pitching a fit to get in the truck this morning, so I just threw them in there and off we go.
For that, done that. Well, congratulations on his 6-point.
Yeah, I'm tickled to death for him. Just, I'm not much on hunting anymore. I used to love to hunt, but I'm just not interested in him anymore. So, I just let him go and do, and he just, you know, does me kind of proud, you know.
Sometimes it's just about being out in the woods where you got time to get away from everything and think a little bit.
So, I'm going to go check things out, and then I'm going to spend the rest of the afternoon trying to get my antenna up at deer camp on the HF side. I struggled pretty bad last week trying to get it up. I had my slingshot and my fishing rod and put all my sinkers in my pocket to shoot my fishing line up. Had a hole in my pocket and lost all my sinkers. So I'm going to give it another shot today and see how that works out.
I got mine up there. I put a half-ounce sinker on and pulled it back, bent it back, and kind of aimed it and shot it up there.
Trees and undergrowth, it's just it's difficult to do much with it, but I'm gonna try. I mean, I got discouraged last time I was up here, but this time I'm gonna stick with it and see what I can do. I mean, I got all my tools and everything I need, I believe. So what kind of, I'm not trying to be nosy or anything, what kind of property you going to look at?
Just some wooded property that maybe, you know, maybe I might could retire on, or maybe make a little deer camp, like, you know, just a getaway spot for me and Mama to, you know, drag a camper up there or a tent or something, and just something that's more remote to, you know, just get away from everything.
That has made all the difference for me and my wife. When I inherited the place, there was a old bathhouse on it where they had a couple of toilets, and for the church would go up there and have baptisms in the 12-mile river, I guess back in the 80s. And then Uncle Claude started getting some age on him and let the place go down. And then Mom bought it from Uncle Claude in the 90s. And she's passed it on to me. So I took the old bathhouse and the sawmill up there and just fixed everything up. And then the pandemic hit. And I don't know how many times, so I probably, we quarantined a total of 14 times, and 13 of those I quarantined up here at the cabin because of exposures that kids brought home from school. And so I, you know, while I was in quarantine, I just took the sawmill up there and just fixed the place up. And I'm telling you, it's kind of nice to be able to just get away, you know. I mean, if that's what you're looking for, man, that's I'm gonna tell you, that's really nice. I mean, really, really nice. And if you get ready to put your solar grid or something on the RV and you need some help with it, I'm pretty good at it. And mine's completely solar. And so you need any help figuring that out. If that's what you want to do, just let me know. I'll be glad to help you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm open to all options. And right now we're just, you know, trying to find some property that we think, you know, might be doable for us. That, you know, a little bit secluded, but not too far from everything. But just to where, you know, it looks like it ain't going to get built up anytime soon. I mean, I thought we've had a good place here in Greer, but man, it's grown so much. I feel like I'm in the middle of the big city. KN4TFW.
Yeah, I noticed that about a month ago that Greer has just turned into a small metropolis, and I'm not sure when that happened or how it happened, but it has happened.
In town in a HOA, you know, you can't, if you wanted to have a chickens to get some eggs or something and that, you know, you can't do anything like that. It's got you so restricted. You can't put up a, you know, although I got a HF wire antenna up, you really can't see it, but, you know, a little tower would be nice.
Yeah, I know what you mean there. Well, good luck with it. I hope you, that's kind of what you're looking for. But, so you thinking about putting an RV on it or, using an RV to go up and enjoy it with?
Got it. You know, just so you could, we had a couple of days off, you just get away, you know, and then while you're down there, you can do a little bit of clearing and that on the property. You ain't like you got to kill yourself. And that, you know, yesterday my sister bought some property over in Gray Court, and I was over there helping her cut down some trees and that, and it's like, man, I need to get me some property.
Yeah, that'll be nice. I mean, once you, if you decide to, you know, go that route. We used to have a camper with the kids, and when the military would send me on training assignments, we'd all, you know, load up in the truck in the camper. And, man, we jerked that thing all over the United States. I think the furthest we went was South Bend, Indiana. I had to go up to training on the Humvee transmissions up there. So I just took the kids, and while I was in class during the day, they went out messing around, and I went to a big lake up there. I forget the name of the lake, but we really enjoyed that camper. I mean, just we went everywhere in that thing, but it just got difficult to move. I mean, it was a big camper, and I had a big truck, and I guess as I got older, I had to pay attention to more things, and my mind is just difficult to keep up, you know. So we got rid of it, but now that the kids are gone, we're thinking just me and Anna's gonna get one that's, you know, a little bit smaller, maybe one we can drive and just, you know. We want to go do all the United States and just stay gone for, you know, months at a time. But we'll see. We got to get them out of college first, and we'll go from there when that happens, I guess.
That's a good goal. You know, we had a camper. I had a 19 footer, and then it got to where Mama was working every weekend, and she was working second shift, and I was off on the weekends, and it was just sitting there, and then a branch had poked a hole in the roof, and it started deteriorating, and I just gave it to my brother, and he fixed it up, and he's using it now.
Well, I think initially for us, when we got the camper, it was exciting. you know, oh, hey, let's go here, let's go there, let's go do that. And I guess about the first year or so, you know, kids loved it, we loved it. But I don't know, with three kids, you accumulate a lot of junk. And for some reason, the camper just got heavier and heavier and heavier. And, I mean, we didn't have any major accidents or anything with it. But, man, we just, it was a fifth wheel. And we just really had to pay attention to kind of what's going on, you know. So, we ended up in Virginia one time on the Navy base up there. And there was a woman that was on camp. She had it's a triple axle fifth wheel camper. Big old thing. And her husband had just got activated, so she had to take the thing back to Colorado from Virginia. So she backed fifth wheel up under it, and I don't think it locked, the kingpin locked very well. So she got ready to pull out, and, you know, camper came unconnected from the fifth wheel and just destroyed the back of the truck. And I just thought to myself, this is just a matter of time before something like this happens to us. And we just decided we'd go ahead and sell the thing because it just got to be so much with three kids and all. But, you know, we're thinking about doing it again, just me and her. That would be a little bit more enjoyable, I think.
Just me and Mama now. Like I said, we had that little 19-footer, and it was nice, but I'm kind of thinking about maybe one like that. Or I mean, we really like our tent. I mean, our tent's actually a 10-person tent, but it's 11 by 17, but it's just perfect for two people. You got plenty of room. We got some really nice cots and that, so we really enjoy that. But thinking about getting maybe a smaller camper that I can pull behind her Jeep that, you know, you might can take off-road and that, just go to some spots that a lot of people don't go to nowadays. I guess with COVID, everybody bought campers. And man, if you don't make a reservation a year in advance, you can't get in anywhere.
Well, I tell you what, if you up this way, I'm gonna be in the Pickens area. Y'all should swing by and take a look at the place. I mean, if y'all wanna go up there and camp, nobody ever uses the thing. I don't know, it's close to, I'm not exactly sure how many acres it is, but it's all in all, everything included, I think it's pretty close to 50, 60 acres. It's pretty secluded. It's right on the 12-mile river. There's a nice little camping spot down there. It's nice and flat, probably 2 acres, I'd say. But if you're having problems getting into the campsite, y'all are more than welcome to come down there and pitch a tent or bring your camper down there or whatever, you know. Just let me know. And I'm serious. If you want to come check it out, you're welcome to.
Pick you up on that, sure enough. And that we'll have to exchange numbers or something when we get a chance to, so we can get in touch with each other when we're not on the radio, right? KN4TFW.
I don't mind, you know, sharing my number if you want it. You can also get my email on QRZ. But, you know, like I said, there's a barbecue hut down there that's, probably 20 feet wide by 30 feet long, and a couple of the families have been down there camping. That's about all it does. Dale does it maybe once every 2 years or something. But there's that little rock fireplace there where you grill your hamburgers and stuff on, and he just sets his tent up underneath the barbecue hut there. It's got carpet on it. carpet over dirt to keep, try to keep the dust down. But, I mean, like I said, it's right there on the river. There's a pond up there that's got fish in it. Go fish in. So if you got grandkids or anything like to fish, they welcome to go up there and fish. I got some fishing rods that stay up there at the cabin for people that want to go. But like I said, nobody ever come. But at any rate, the offer's there. If you want to check it out and you in the area, let me know. And I'll meet you up there one day or today or whenever, whatever you want to do. Doesn't matter. You just let me know. And you're welcome to go down there and just have a ball. Because Grandma, that's kind of what Grandma envisioned for the place, for people to enjoy. And it's just kind of sad sometimes that nobody really does. You're welcome to. All you need to do is just let me know, and I'll definitely meet you up there and show you the ins and outs. KO4NUE, station ID.
We take you up on it, and then I'll look you up on QRZ and send you a message or something where we can exchange some info. And then, we just like to get away. When it ain't often that we have, a day off together, so we like to make the most of it and just kind of get away.
Well, Pickens County usually got a lot going on this time of year. Let's see, they usually have some kind of music fest or something right there in town. And then you got the Market on the Mill, which is a big indoor flea market kind of thing. And then on Wednesdays, you got the Pickens Flea Market, outdoor flea market. And you're right here at the mountains. So you can zip up to the mountains in a matter of, 20 minutes and be going and do whatever. And then if you go south, west toward the Georgia area. There's a lot of Indian sites in the area that you can, go and view and do. I mean, I don't know what y'all like to do, but if it's anything like me and my wife, it's just, hey, let's just go, let's just see where we end up today. And that's some of the best adventures, because it's, for us, it's all about spending time together. It doesn't matter exactly what we're doing, as long as we're doing it together, that kind of thing,
As long as we're doing it together. And then last weekend we went up in the mountains and that, and there's a website called gravelmap.com, and it shows you all the gravel roads in the U.S. And so we found some gravel roads, ended up at Max Patch up there, the North Carolina-Tennessee line, and it was very beautiful, and we had a great time. And we're also eyeballing a piece of property over in Oconee County that I may, if I get a chance this afternoon, ride out there and take a look at.
Oconee, that's right up the road from me. But, I hope you like what you see and you're able to, get things set up the way you want and all. We're starting to figure out that, I don't know how to word it, something's happening to my body. getting a little bit of age on me. I turned 50 this year. And I guess all the years of service is, I don't know, just tore my body up, I guess. And I just can't do the things I used to do as quick as I used to do them. So we slow things down a little bit, and we're always laughing because we can't hear each other too well anymore. We make fun of each other because how slow we are. And we don't
I can't remember the last time we had an argument because it just ain't worth the effort, you know. So we just kind of go with it, whatever. 61 and that. My mind tells me I'm 25 when I'm doing stuff, but then after I get done, my body reminds me that I'm 61. And man, me and the dog went hiking Paris Mountain on a 6-mile hike the other day and got back to the truck. And that, when I got back to the house, it's like, man, it was all I could do to get out of the truck. KN4 TFW.
Or NUE.
Yeah. I know that feeling. Oh, man. And it's one of those things to where, you know, 1,200 milligrams of ibuprofen just don't do it, you know. I have to find other ways, like heating pads and hot water in the shower. If I get the shower and get under hot water and move around a little bit, I could usually get some of that to go away. But with me, it's the second day that's the worst. I mean, it's just like, I don't know. It's just like my body just shuts down and I'm so sore. It's just, I don't know. Getting older is not fun. And, it is what it is, though. Not much I can do about it. Order's definitely not for sissies, right?
Last week, we went and did something. I forget what it was. I was up here at deer camp trying to get this doggone antenna up. Was pretty active, and I've got some issues in my left toe. I think some pretty bad arthritis from wearing crappy boots my whole career, I guess. But it just hurts. It hurts. And I was laying in the bed complaining about it. And I said, honey, you need to take a look at my foot. It feels like it's about my toe. It's about to fall off my foot. Something's not right. It is killing me. So she picked up the covers and grabbed the flashlight and was shining the flashlight under the covers to look at my toe. And I started hollering and told her, hey, it hurts to even shine a flashlight on it. You're going to have to quit. And she just looked at me like, you nut.
Have a good mate that you can grow old with and you get along with. It makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it?
I mean, all the difference. Golly. I don't know what I'd do without her, man. She is something else. And she gotta be to put up with my junk, you know. I told her the other day, I said, honey, I just want to let you know I appreciate you. And you know, I'm just glad to be married to you. I said, I know you're hard to get along with sometimes, but, they got her going. It's about 10 minutes worth.
In some traffic here, trying to pay attention. Almost hit a big old deer dead in the road.
At any rate, y'all have a good day, and enjoy yourselves. And I hope you find what you're looking for. But I'm gonna step on out here, I guess. I'm not far from the camp. And I'm stop, might get me a biscuit. So y'all have a wonderful day. 73's to you. I believe is it Ken? I believe. I'm sorry, bud. I just be straight up honest with you. I struggle with your call sign, KN4TFW. And I have tried to find a way to take the letters and make your name out of it, and I cannot do it. So I apologize for that. I'll get it worked out, but I think it's Ken. This is KO4NUE, Chad.
Yeah, you're right, Chad. Just remember KN for Ken. And but yeah, you you have an awesome day. And you going to be up there all day today?
Yes, sir. I'll be here all day. I'll have the radio. So, you know, if y'all are in the area, not trying to, you know, mess your day up or anything, but if y'all are in the area and you'd like to stop by, you are absolutely welcome to. Just give me a shout on the radio.
Yeah, roger that. You up there off of, Highway 11?
Down Highway 11, on the Highway 8, and come straight into town. And when you get into town, I'm probably, as the crow flies now, probably 6 miles from the center of town. But, like I said, it's pretty secluded. So, y'all welcome to come up and check it out if you'd like.
You have a good one, and enjoy your time up there. And I might catch up with you later this afternoon. KN4TFW.
And you have a wonderful day. And if you've got the missus with you, tell her to have a wonderful day too. KO4NUE, I'm clear.